I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Elvin Gunadasa is a freshman at Chatham High School. He is 14 years old. He likes to hang out with a lot of his friends every Friday after school and likes playing soccer. Elvin also likes traveling to new places and he likes to ride his bike around the block.
I believe in school buses. It sounds straightforward. Everyone just sits quietly and just waits to get to their destination. It's not just that to me, because they have carried the majority of my memories to this day and more to come. The first time I ever rode a school bus was in November of 2013. I was in the sixth grade, and it was my first year in the town of Chatham. Taking the bus would be the only way of getting to school on time every morning, since both of my parents would be busy, and I was more than 3 miles away from school. I had no choice but to take the bus. It was something new to me. I was scared. I didn't know anyone. I thought of the school bus as where everyone just sit quietly and look out the window. Just wait. Boring. As I stepped inside the bus, I saw familiar faces that were in my grade. They all stared at me as I walked down the aisle. I didn't know where to sit, so I just picked a random seat in the very back of the bus. Little did I know, there was some kind of rule that said all the 6th graders had to sit in the front, 7th graders in the middle, and 8th graders in the back of the bus. The 8th graders looked at me and stared at me in an evil way. I knew something was wrong. I felt like I was about to get beat up, so I avoided eye contact with any of them. Who is that? Why is this kid sitting here? Get this 6th grader out of here. I hated getting attention like this. It was the worst. I just stared out the window for the whole ride. I didn't want any of their attention. As I came to my stop, I quickly got up and scurried down the aisle without looking at anyone. I wanted to get off. I thought of taking the bus as very boring and a bad experience. I couldn't sit anywhere I wanted. I couldn't get up when the bus was moving, and I didn't know anyone at all. The next day, I was scared to even look back there anymore. I knew the 8th graders remembered me. I got on and quickly picked a seat in the very front of the bus. I didn't want any trouble. After continuous days, weeks, months, and years, my homework load, school activities, and friendships all increased. I was getting busier and busier every month and started to realize a lot more benefits of riding the school bus. I would always talk with my new friends that I made on the bus. We would talk about how our school day was, talk about what the math test was on, or even play the new Geometry Dash level together. It was like a break after school. If I didn't have any time in the morning, I could just eat my normal breakfast on the school bus in the morning to save a lot of time. It was really convenient. I could even study for a test on the bus. It was not the most efficient way, but can still help you if you didn't have a lot of time on your hands. I could also finish up homework that I didn't have time to finish up the night before. You could even sleep on the bus if you didn't have enough sleep last night, which a lot of people still do. School bus rides weren't boring at all anymore. They weren't a bad experience as more time passed. I wouldn't be the same person I am today if I never rode the school bus to school. I will always remember this experience, a very good experience to me.